Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. This May 19th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm better now. We got the band back together and it's a Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
We are going to have some fun today. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Some of the stories we will cover this morning, this first hour, it's National Pizza Day. We got to cover that.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering about supper.
There you go. It's covered. It's covered.
Perfect.
Got it down. We have four words to steer clear of on vacation rental listings. Seems very specific.
I look forward to that one.
Okay. All right. We got a new world record we got to talk about. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Find out from Paul what Mother Nature's got in store this weekend. After that, we have each state's favorite drunken food.
Oh, tacos?
Taco Bell is on every list.
No, and Whoppers.
Yeah, Taco Bell and Whoppers on every single one. In Texas, it's Whataburger. That's the only difference. That's
Difference,
yeah. Otherwise, 8 o'clock hour, going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. And I am borderline ashamed that we have never played the TV theme song we're going to play today.
Oh, really?
I checked my notes.
Are you sure?
I checked my notes, and I'll be honest with you in the audience. The first 6-7 months we were doing this, I did not keep great track. If anybody remembers, it was kind of just me running the ship and wasn't very good at keeping track of notes at that point. So there may have been a chance I played it then, but I really don't think
we did. They'd have to call it up from a long time ago.
Yeah, I really don't think we did. And it did remind me as I was going through the notes, we have had this deal with Culver's for a good four or five years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because we were doing it well before COVID.
Yeah. A big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Awesome.
Just appreciate them. That'll be fun. That'll be all in the 8 o'clock. Nine o'clock hour. Got to kick things off with some entertainment news. Carrie Underwood is living a double life, and we need to talk about it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be. I can't wait to get into that.
No way.
We have the host for the CMAs we're going to touch on. Jackie Chan has got a new movie coming out. And speaking of new movies, we're going to let you know what's new on your small screen and big screen. All that coming up, some That I Write stories, good stories of the day. Speaking of good stories of the day, Terry, United Way has plenty going on this summer, this month. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. Right now, you can register your kids for school supplies for next year. If you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you qualify for free school supplies. You do need to pre-register, and we opened that up in May because we just know how busy summer is.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's easier to just get that out of the way. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, go ahead and hop on our website, uwswac.org, and get your kids signed up for school supplies. Those will be distributed August 18th and 19th. So that part of it's a little ways away, but we're getting kids on the list now. Last year, we served almost 1,000, like 970 some kids with school supplies. And so that's where the call to the general community comes out, is having a school supply drive. We are doing a general collection at Lunch by the River, always. I've just called it always because we've been doing it for like 14 years. So now it's just forever, to infinity. So the first Thursday of August, we will be at Lunch by the River. United Way is the sponsor, and Stuff the Bus will be there collecting school supplies. So that gives you plenty of time between now and then to pick up a few things for us. Or if you are a local business or part of a civic group, maybe you hold a little school supply drive within your organization. So looking forward to that, and appreciate people getting us those school supplies. Really fun thing we have coming up, June 6th through the 13th, is our Great Book Giveaway.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for kids to get books for summer that they keep. They're theirs.
Yes.
They get to come. It's a series of Reading in the Park events. You can find more details, again, at uwswac.org. And that is followed up shortly thereafter by United We Can on July 15th. And we have 11 teams that we'll be building.
Yeah.
And I believe that 5 are minor league and 6 are major league. So
cool.
Probably the closest split that we've ever had. And when we talk about the leagues, that's just the number of cans that they will use for their sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
So smaller organizations have the same opportunity as maybe a large organization. So we'll have 11 sculptures, and our good friends at McMillan Memorial Library will be building a sculpture, an impromptu sculpture, with all of the food that gets donated the day of the event. One thing that's really cool, a new layer this year put in by the rafters, we've always done a prize basket with them. So if you come to the game and you bring cans canned goods, there's a really nice Rafter prize basket that your name gets in. But new this year, if you bring a food donation to the ballpark between 10 and 4 on June 15th, so it has to be that day, only during that time, and that's when we're building sculptures, so that's the why. But between 10 and 4 on June 15th, you will receive a free Rafter ticket.
Nice!
Yeah!
Oh, is that cool? Oh, that is
talk about
cool.
Knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, that is a home run right there. That is. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's very awesome. And then we, you know, a little bit later, looking a little bit farther out into June, June 22nd and 27th, we're doing some Alice presentations. This is our study that is commissioned by United Way of Wisconsin on underemployment and poverty in our communities and really understanding what that looks like, aside from just saying, oh, you know, the federal poverty line is this. You know, this is really giving a little bit better understanding to that and the struggles that families are facing. And these are public public events. So again, you can find out more at our website.
Nowadays, you are going to have some people who are going to push back from times when it comes to giving, when it comes to investing in their community. I think that ALICE report is all the more vital for that information for people to attend those kind of meetings. Well, how bad could this community be, or how bad could things be, or what have you? And getting those numbers and understanding that the reality of the situation, that it's not this far to this way or this far this way, that this is the actual line. This is the where we need to be working from, and where the floor is, really, because we want a ceiling here, where we're reaching for a ceiling. This is the floor, and understanding how many families are at that floor. I can't think that I know we got a good community. I know we got good people out there. If you're on the fence on some of these things when it comes to investing, when it comes to putting into your local nonprofits, when focus or any of these things, I don't know how you can't come out of that ALICE report and not realize there's a lot of people out there that could use our help. There's a lot of people out there that could use a hand. Everybody's got it a little rough. There's nobody outside of that top 1% that is walking around, you know, just throwing money around or something. But some people can help a little bit more than others.
Well, I think the beauty of the United Way system is that that's exactly right. Everybody gives what is meaningful to them or what their ability is to give, but it all gets put together to really make, you know, big impact in the community. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, by giving as little as a dollar a week, and probably no matter who you are, for the most part. I mean, of course, there's some exception. But but probably everyone could spare a dollar a week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you can find, I don't know, you can find it in your change cup in your car.
Oh, you can find
but,
it.
But I think that, you know, the impact that that dollar a week can have on a family is quite remarkable. Yeah. And I just don't know that we always think about it that way. Because we've had people during our campaign say, oh, you know, I couldn't give enough to make a difference. And I'm like, well, if you can give a dollar, you're making a difference. Yep. Because it gets combined with his dollar and his $20 and her $40. And, you know, collectively, that's where the impact comes from.
That's how we can make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know, we all do that in our communities. Those communities connect and you look at it and, wow, we've made a difference. Here we are.
Huge difference. Yeah. So it is pretty awesome. It's a little startling when you look at the report and some of the information, you know, that it's like, oh, man, we have, you know, we really have that many households that are struggling. But again, these are, and they're not, it's not a half day event. It's an hour long. We have about a half an hour, 40 minute presentation, question and answer time. And so, like I said, details about that can be found on our website. But again, it's June 22nd and 27th.
When it comes to United We Can, I'm very fortunate to be a small part of this as a judge of this. And this
That's
year,
really hard.
Yeah, well, I everybody knows how I feel about hunger, about, you know, helping out families, Focus, all of those things. We say a good morning to all of our friends at Focus. All that being said, yeah, it's difficult, Terry. And now we got 11. Like, come on, guys, give me a break here. Like, I already have a hard enough time deciding these things.
Oh, you clearly didn't see our marketing material. Because it was like, please sign up because it makes James's life difficult.
Yeah, well, and I didn't think it'd work. That was the thing. I didn't think it would. I should have realized it. I cannot wait for that event. We're looking so forward to do it. And I did want to also mention one more time that Stuff the Desk registration must be submitted by August 3rd. Be sure to do that. Walk-ins will be welcome, but only accepted on Saturday, August 19th, between 10:30, and that is only while supplies last. Sign up right away. Get to uwswac.org. Be sure to do that. And follow the United Way on all their social social media apps. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on in your community. I did want to also mention, you guys have a Wisconsin Social Determinants of Health dashboard.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
It is really cool. I honestly hadn't gotten a chance to look at it too deeply until the other day, and I went down like a rabbit hole with it. Like,
well,
it's interesting.
Yeah, you could spend, you could spend literally hours on it, but it's 5 to 7 years of 211 data. So this is all based on calls and follow-ups, and this can be found on our website. But it's really awesome because you can drill into your county, and then you can even drill in farther, or you can look at the lens of the state or a region. You can choose the geography, and you also can, if you want to, choose the need. So if, you know, like you said before, you really care about hunger, so you can actually drill down to what have the, you know, what's been done in Wood County, what are the needs in Wood County around hunger. It is really cool, and it's real-time data, so this includes calls through yesterday. So it's really, it's really awesome.
I didn't know that part.
Oh, and so the other thing we can do is there are 8 contact centers in the state of Wisconsin for 211. We happen to host one. And so you can also look at it by contact center. So you can look at it in all, you know, you can dissect the data in many different ways, but it's pretty user friendly, which is nice because sometimes this stuff rolls out, especially when it's data driven and it's cumbersome and it's hard for people to understand. This one's pretty easy. I mean, the toggle buttons are, it's just pretty user friendly.
It's also, this is just stats.
Yeah. This is just data.
There's just data. There's no opinions. There's no, you know, any of this stuff. It is just data. And I, just while Terry was talking, I click on Wood County because there's the map of Wisconsin that you can break it down like she was talking about. And the top 5 requested services, income support, assistance, housing, information service, healthcare, food and meals. Just giving you an idea of how this breaks down and stuff. And I'm not getting overly specific here, but that's how you can kind of see just an example of how this stuff works. It's so darn cool.
Yeah, it is really awesome. And so that's just our county. But then we can also look at it, you know, by context. So like our contact center handled 5,000 calls last year. So if I want to get into that kind of data from a funding perspective, you know, I could look at it by contact center and see what all the needs are.
Yeah.
And then there's some different graphs and that kind of thing. But it is quite interesting. And you can also adjust the snapshot of time. So let's say I just wanted to look pre-COVID because I know that COVID numbers might be different, or I want to look at just March 2020, right, when COVID started, through maybe March 2022 or something like that. So it is, like you said, you could spend hours on it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. You know, it's kind of really captivating. It's just like, whoa, okay, and this and this. What's cool about 211 and part of the implementation and rollout of this social determinants of health dashboard is that we've really been working hard to get 211 to be more of a closed loop system, meaning it is an anonymous call and it is 24/7. However, what we're seeing is trends of need. So the system will now track the individual caller just by phone number. So we don't know, we don't know it's James J. Maloff calling. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just your number.
Gotcha.
But what it tells the resource specialist that answers is that we've gotten in the last, whatever, let's say in the last month, 7 calls from this number, and here's what they've been calling about. Because it makes the service so much better, right? You know, you can say, well, you know, you're calling about this today, but let me ask you, were you able to resolve the housing challenge that you had last month? So that's a really cool feature that comes into this as well.
There's also a thing of interactions by day. And this just reminds me of how busy Amy is. Like, shout out to Amy, our friends at 211, any 211 operators out there, in wherever you are listening to us, because you probably got a Garden United Way near you, and to get somebody like Amy. You know, we only got one Amy.
One Amy, and we do have, and Lynn. And the two of them are are killing it every day.
Yeah, they are busy. We appreciate them. And appreciate you, Terry. Thanks for the rundown. We'll talk a little bit more about the United Way. It was wrap up the show today. For now, we're going to move out of the way and get ready for our National Day of Calendar on WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone, to the Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. It is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. And we jump in, and it's National May Ray Day.
Oh, so I need more on that. I need more than that. I mean, I see a picture of the sun, which we're not going to see today. It looks like it's peeking out right now.
It's trying. Go out. Oh, I just saw a bunch of birds migrating. That is cool. It never gets old. Go outside, plan a picnic, and break out the shorts or summer dresses to usher in the warm rays of May, sunshine, flowers, and fresh outdoor air.
Oh, nice. We should probably do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think today's like a high of 58 or something.
We got, I don't want to tease anything but what Paul's going to tell you, but we got 80s we're looking at
next
week.
We got some nice weather coming. Yeah. So we'll just keep this one in our back pocket.
Yeah. Just hold on to that one, everybody. This weekend, maybe next week, you'll want to use that. National Endangered Species Day, one of the more important ones we do. Many magnificent species of animal and insect are at the risk of going extinct, so join the cause by volunteering, donating, or spreading awareness of these threats. I have been very fortunate to Melissa's former roommate, Laura. She's got a little girl, Quinn, who's 4. And Quinn's favorite animal in the world is dodos. She loves dodos. Kid loves dodos like you wouldn't believe. And having to explain to her why there are no more dodos is not something I would look forward to. I don't want to, you know, she understands. She knows that they're not around, but she doesn't, you know, she's
yeah.
a kid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't want to have to tell any child why we don't have penguins, why we don't have polar bears, any of these
things. Well, even looking at that panda bear, you know, because that's often used, and I like, look at how cute he is.
Yeah, yeah.
How could he be gone?
They're a part of the food chain. The food chain is important. Every link of the food chain is important. We lose a link, the chain is not as strong. This is not difficult to understand. Every animal has its place. Every animal is important. We've discussed this with insects. There are plenty of insects we don't like, but they all got a purpose. They all do some. You know, we all got a job on this planet.
Do you think wood ticks have a job?
Something. They annoy us. It's a job.
I'm just saying.
It ain't a great job, but they got a job. We've all been there. We've all had to do what we got to do for money. National Bike to Work Day.
Oh, how'd that work out for you today?
Yeah, not did not happen. I don't have a bike. I don't have a bike. I
have a bike, but anywhere. I wasn't biking anywhere. I didn't even know that, but I wasn't biking anywhere this morning.
I had a bike when I was going to East, and I may have had one after that, but it got stolen, and I haven't had one since. I never got one.
Randy and I bought mountain bikes when that was kind of a thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's not now, but it was trendy back then. And I mean, and this is probably like 20 some years ago. 22 years ago. And so that's the bike I have, which, I mean, I still call it my new bike, but
yeah.
My daughter actually one of my daughters has a nice bike because her and her friends would, you know, like a couple summers ago, they would bike around a lot. So I actually hop on hers if I'm going somewhere on the bike.
Right on. Biking's great. I do kind of miss biking.
And they make this nice, like silicone holder for your phone.
Oh.
So it hooks on the bike.
Gosh.
No, really. But then it's on there and then it straps across. Because these kids are riding with them in their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And then they, you know, then they fall off. But yeah.
I had not even thought of that. I hadn't even thought of that.
They're slick. Because I was just like, if that phone drops out of your pocket.
Yeah, well, how much they, most of the phones are more expensive than the bike.
Absolutely. So yeah, so the extra $25 for the phone holder was worth it.
It's worth it. Vroom. It's National NASCAR Day. Vroom.
Awesome. Have you ever been a NASCAR fan?
I don't mind watching it. I got to be honest, it doesn't pull my attention like a lot of other sports do, but I'll watch it. I have an uncle. My Uncle Ed loves it.
That's so my dad, too.
My Uncle Ed watched it.
And he used to be probably even more so, like he wasn't missing races. Now it's like, if you catch it, you catch it. But I don't know. I like the energy around it. Like, I just think it's... I don't know.
I was a young kid, and my uncle Ed and my other uncle that was married into our family were watching NASCAR, and they were really big Earnhardt fans. Really like Dale Earnhardt. I liked his attitude, and I liked his aura, like as a kid, like what was about him and everything. Yeah. So like, oh, that's my kind of guy. But I'll say too that there were a couple of like characters throughout NASCAR that were just interesting, and I think that, and I don't pretend to know this sport at all. I think the sport is better with the personalities.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like that with golf too. Like when I was a kid, it felt like every golfer had a Chichi Rodriguez and Freddie Couples and you know Gary Players. All these guys with different personalities and different crazy clothes.
Well, you
and
had
all
to
that.
Have something to make people pay attention to you.
Every golfer looks the same now to me. Like outside of Tiger, like every one of them looks the same to me. And the same thing with NASCAR. Like they all drive the same. They all and I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying as a layman looking at it.
Yeah,
it
seems my dad's a big Ford guy. So like we were always on the Ford side of it. So like Earnhardt, you never cheered for Earnhardt. You never cheered for Jeff Gordon. Okay. You know what I mean? Because it's very territorial around your make of car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's cool.
If Jeff Gordon had grown a beard, he'd had a lot more fans. It's because of the baby face.
He was appealing to the babies.
He'd just grow a beard, just put on some weight or something, you know? And people would love him. He was such a great racer. It's just the only thing was, had that baby face. It is National Devil's Food Cake Day.
Oh, that's...
That's some good stuff.
Good.
That is.
I'm out of dessert at home. Maybe that's what I'll do.
There you go.
Chocolate cake.
International Virtual Assistance Day. That's a good one. And certainly any help that we can get when it comes to that is always very helpful in today's tech-heavy world. And National Pizza Party Day.
Oh, that just sounds good.
It does sound good. I am definitely having pizza this weekend at some point.
We're having pizza for supper.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Hey, don't skip the top one.
Well, I'm not. I like to start from the bottom and go up.
I was like, wait a minute, where are you going?
So Saturday, National Pick Strawberries Day is a good one.
Yum.
Fiddle.
I just had some fabulous strawberries that I picked up, sometimes from the store there.
Because
we are so fortunate to have places to pick them around here. Not yet, of course, but boy, they were good.
I want to go do that. I haven't done that since I was a kid. I want to go pick strawberries. I want to go do that.
Well, careful. If you send your husband and daughters, they they actually listen and they pick and they pick it clean, and then they bring me home a lot of garbage. Like, you guys, come on. I mean, you don't have to be too choosy,
because
I'm getting stuff, making stuff with them, but I'm like, oh, they bring home more sand than berries.
One of my favorite instruments, it is World Fiddle Day Saturday.
I like the fiddle too.
God, I love the fiddle. I'm such a sucker for violins, fiddles, string instruments. Like,
my daughter played viola for a while, and it was absolutely beautiful, and I wish she would have stuck with it. I really like that.
My kids would have hated it if they played like a violin or anything like that. I'd have been the opposite parent. Like, play for me. You know, just sit there with I'd love the sound. It is National Be a Millionaire Day on Saturday. So tomorrow's the day to decide to be a millionaire, everybody.
Well,
I know we were holding back on that.
The day. But it's also a motivation to be smart with your money.
Very true.
Right? It's not saying win a million. It's saying, you can earn a million.
Yes. I would think that it's a goal for a lot of people to do that. I wouldn't mean like an obsessive goal or an unhealthy goal. I mean, most of us want to collect a good amount of money so that we don't have to worry and fret.
Yeah.
Or maybe being able to add to our community and stuff more.
So whether it's a savings account or thinking about a retirement plan, what I mean? Like that. And you might not get to a million, but it's a good goal.
Got a couple of really important ones. National Learn to Swim Day tomorrow.
Very important. Very important. Yes.
We have, especially for young kids, as spring, summer hits, one of the first things I'm reminded of is talking with Raquel Novak from The Y, and her, one of the early interviews I did with Morning Magazine. I had no idea how dangerous drowning was in this area, in Wisconsin in general, really. In any area, any state that you have a lot of lakes, a lot of, wetland stuff.
And get your kids in swimming lessons. I mean, they're available at The Y, they're available at Lincoln High School, they're available at the Aquatic Center once that opens. So, it's very important.
And kids, swimming's awesome. And swimming's fun. You're going to like this.
Yeah, and if you're an adult that's afraid of the water, don't do that to your kids.
Yeah.
Let's keep them safe.
It's don't put that on your kids. Oh, and for you as an adult, always know that you're never too old to learn to swim. Never too old to learn to swim. Everybody deserves to swim. It's fun. World Bee Day is on Saturday as well. It is, of course, a very important one. We've discussed enough, I think, over time how important bees are.
Yeah, we need the pollinators.
Big shout out to everybody doing No Mo May. And my father does not count. My dad is so obsessed with his lawn. He's got like patches where he's doing the No Mo May and then patches where he's not.
Oh, so it's a prairie?
Yeah, I guess. National, so thank you to everybody that's actually doing it completely. National Rescue Dog Day is Saturday as well. That is a great one. Incredibly important one. Please keep in mind the dog comes first. I want a dog more than anything. I've wanted a dog so bad for, 10 years or something like that. I don't have a place that's right for a dog. I don't have enough room for them. It's just selfish of me to bring a dog into that climate. And so I don't do it. It's just as simple as that. If you do have the space, if you can do it, greatly appreciate it. And I happen to know somebody, I don't know, this girl Madison over at the Southwick County Humane Society.
Who oh, her?
Pretty darn good at it. Just was with us yesterday. Shout out to Madison and the whole team over there. It is also World Whiskey Day on Saturday.
World Whiskey Day. You know, I don't really, I'm not really a whiskey person.
It, I'll tell you what makes you a whiskey person. You get those old whiskeys, those really good ones, those refined ones. That'll change you.
We my were grandfather just was really having good. This discussion on Mother's Day. Mm. Because my brother pulled out some whiskey and he was having, you know, anybody who wanted to try it. I'm much more of a brandy person. Mm. I'm really not a hard liquor person in general. But if I was going to sip one or the other, it would be brandy. Sorry, whiskey lovers.
Yeah, I'm a brandy person myself too, but I'm not going to turn a good down, a sifter down or anything. And Sunday it is National Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day. Okay, Mom,
that should probably be every day.
Yeah, it really
but
should.
But a good
for
reminder.
Me, it should be. Yeah, it definitely should be for me. I need to eat a lot more than that. That's for sure. unlearn what you have learned. You must, Yoda. This on Sunday it's National Talk Like Yoda Day. That's said wrong. National Talk Like or how would it go? Like Yoda, you will talk like day. You have to kind of reverse things. You have to.
That's what I was just going to ask you because I'm the one. Like I'm not familiar with this, so that's what I was wondering if it was a certain voice or if it's actually a turn of the words.
Rearrange your sentences. You will.
Got it.
It's a little bit like this, but not exactly. It's actually a very bad impression. And it started to get worse the more I did it.
I don't even have anything to throw at you.
No. Really, the whole audience is throwing things at me. You're okay. World Meditation Day on Sunday as well. Very good one. And meditation is not, I get in this, crouching tiger lotus position and immediately find my moment of Zen or find the meaning of Zen or something like that. Meditation is, can you take 3 to 5 seconds and focus on your breathing? Can you take a couple seconds out of the day to focus on your heartbeat? These kind of things. Like meditation, it's all more power to people that can meditate for hours or any of those things. Most of us, not all of us have the time for that, but all of us have 3 seconds. You take 3 seconds of a breath in, you take 3 seconds of a breath out, focus on that breath. That's meditation, Holmes. That's meditating. It's start there.
I have a really hard time quieting my mind.
Oh, my God, do I hear
like
you,
like a really hard time.
I cannot
So I can you. Do, you know, I had a really cool yoga class that I was in for a while. And at the end of yoga, you know, there's a little meditation part. And she, and I've shared this with you already, but it was super cool. She did this thing with the breathing. And she was like, okay, when you breathe in, you know, pick. She used a color example. You could use any colors. But she's like, when you breathe in, you're breathing in blue, purple, and green. So, you know, you get the visual of when you're breathing that in. And when you exhale, you're breathing out red, yellow, and orange. So kind of like fire, but not really. Yeah, I mean, but it could be fire. Yeah. And so during the course of that, like 3 to 5 minute meditation, the idea is that you're replacing every single little cell of your body with this blue, purple, and green and pushing out all of the other. And that's the first time, seriously, in like maybe ever that I was just like, oh, maybe I can do this because I was so focused on, you know, like the tip of your finger, like getting the, you know, getting that blue and purple, like the mental part of it. And I was so just impressed with that yoga session. I was like, wow. And that stuck with me. And that's been quite a long time.
It's very cool. That is really cool. I know we talked about it before, but thanks for sharing it again. Anybody that might not have heard that, I think that is beneficial, especially you and I are very similar in the brain department.
Yeah, I can't shut it off.
I just cannot shut it off. There is no, I was not born with an off switch for my brain. I think a lot of us are like that. That's okay. There is simple meditation or there is basic, you know, there's easier ways to do it that you can get to and find it. Oh, that actually helped a little bit, you know, and every little bit helps.
You know, have you heard people say like count backwards from 10 or, you know, or count to 10 or something? And I'm like, yeah, except I count 5,000 things for each one of those numbers. You know what I mean? Like in my head, it's like, so that one doesn't work.
International Tea Day on Sunday, we wrap up with a good one. Keep that in mind and a good day for tea. I don't have any like teas that I immediately go to, but I do want to try some more.
Yeah, tea is good for you. It can be very cleansing. Yeah.
Well, especially, you know, I just keep putting more on my plate as far as the work goes. And my throat is the moneymaker. I got to take care of the throat. It's all I got. I certainly ain't getting work over my looks. It's the voice that's doing it right now. So got to take care of that. Tea is really helpful when it comes to it. We're going to get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we're going to talk about National Pizza Party Day. We'll talk about that when we get back on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
How can you not be jamming a little bit?
Yeah. It's easily my favorite U2 song.
Mine too.
Far and really?
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Good song. It's the song to me that proved that Bono can be a great songwriter. He, when they first came to America, they knew about blues music, they knew about jazz and everything, but it was really being in Chicago, New York, a lot of the East Coast, being experiencing it and seeing a lot of the history of it. And he sat and he wrote this song as a tribute to the blues, to jazz, to really America's music. That's what jazz is. That's what blues is. That's ours, baby. That started right here. And it's kind of a tribute, a beautiful song to it. And it's like, okay, he can write. Like, it took that. Not that he didn't have
like
a billion.
Like, you're going to have to prove yourself.
Yeah, to me. Yeah, he had a billion number one hits already, but I still needed proof. I know. Terry and James here with you, 7:40 on the clock. It is National Pizza Party Day, and a great way to celebrate is to venture outside your comfort zone, maybe try some different styles or toppings, or just have some pizza tonight. Like
or
Terry
have
said.
Your favorite.
Yes, have your favorite. Yes. Do you have a favorite, Terry?
You know, it depends where.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I think that each, so like if you're talking Domino's, I absolutely love their Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Mm.
Like I love it. But I also am a sucker for, like, I like a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
I don't like pepperoni in general, like kind of ever. I pick it off. But otherwise, my next would probably be like a Supreme or a Deluxe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would pick the pepperoni off. Or prefer sausage.
I love hearing your opinion. I wouldn't mind hearing anybody else's out there either. What are your favorite toppings or what are your favorite weird topping? I want to hear that too.
Oh, there you 424-2600.
Go. 424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation, everybody. I'm the other end of this spectrum. I'm just a pepperoni guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
That's all I like is pepperoni. I'm not big on anything else. I can handle pepperoni and sausage, but I don't like
That's really a kid thing. You know?
It very much. Oh, yes. I completely agree. My taste buds never grew up.
Did you hear the whole... eat more fruits and vegetables. Did you hear that?
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that just rave about shrimp pizza.
I've heard
and
about
I
that,
don't
yeah.
I mean I've tried it, but I just oh, don't I just don't like it. I also though don't like a lot of places have chicken, you know, like a chicken pizza with like a garlic a white garlic sauce, and I don't care for that either.
If it has a white sauce, it is not pizza.
The Philly cheesesteak is.
No, I can't do it.
You have to try it. I'll just put a blindfold on you and shove it in your
that's
mouth.
That's the only way to do it. I was going to compliment you though. You say that you got your favorites, but at least you try other types.
Yeah, I'll try other ones.
But
I also don't know. It's probably more in this pizza party setting, though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Or like if we know we're going to have people over, we are a lot of times a destination in the summer because we have a swimming pool.
Yes.
And so, you know, if I get a bunch of different, I'll order a bunch of different kinds because that's when I get to try it. If I'm just ordering for like my family, I'm not going to order a pizza that we're not sure of, you know? Or sometimes you go to like a place that has a pizza buffet. I kind of like that because then you can try different ones.
I've always wanted to go to a place like that. I've never gone to one. I want to try it.
Oh, yeah. There's some good ones. But even the Pizza Hut buffet, you know, they've got the dessert pizzas those. But other, you know, but there's a lot of different options. But I like being able to just try them.
I don't have one that I dislike. It's on certain days I like, you know, certain businesses more than others.
Oh, sure.
You know? But I could say that I like all of them and I use all of them.
I mean, like Silvio's when that was in the mall. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be sitting there for like 4 hours and be... It was so good. It didn't matter. It did not matter.
Oh, man, I love Silvio's. Shout out to Silvio's. Oh, good place. Great. Good people, too. Always good people.
You know, they also made, they did cherry Coke and vanilla Coke.
Yes.
But they made them from scratch. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, they put the syrup in. They didn't just have, like, cherry Coke. They made old-fashioned cherry Coke.
I hadn't really had that before until Silvio.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. It's so much different. I love cherry Coke, and that was the way
to have it. It's like the old drugstore soda fountain.
Yeah. Again, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join Terry and I and let us know your weird favorites or your favorite toppings.
I can't believe the anchovy lovers haven't called yet.
You would think. You would think. Better the pineapple ones.
I like that.
So in a new poll released this week, people were asked for their favorite and least favorite toppings. No surprise, pepperoni is the most popular with 24% of people saying they have. There's a lot of people with a lot of good sense. sausage is next, followed by extra cheese. I don't consider that a topping.
Me either.
Mushroom, chicken, pineapple, bacon, peppers, and meatballs.
Or when you're doing a build your own pizza, like to order it, and you have to count cheese as one of the toppings.
Yeah,
you know, when they say you get five toppings, like, really?
That's a right story. anchovies are by far the most hated topping, with 29% saying it's the worst. Jalapenos are second least favorite, followed by pineapple, eggplant, broccoli, and 9% of people say there is no bad topping. Wow.
Okay, I love broccoli. Why would it be on a pizza?
It's just mean to broccoli and pizza.
Now, like, fruit pizza, veggie pizza, which is not real pizza, like that, yes. But, like, on a cooked pizza?
Yeah,
it's not necessary.
Most Americans prefer to have some kind of sauce with their pizza. The most popular are marinara, of course, garlic butter, and ranch. But 10% of people dip their pizza crust in ketchup, 8% want hot honey, 7% want regular honey, and 7% want mayonnaise.
Okay, I would do mayo before I do honey.
Mm, yeah, I don't know. I've never understood mayonnaise. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like, if you're having a cold cut sandwich, you're not putting, like, Miracle Whip or mayonnaise on it? like, if you're having a, you know, I mean, like, deli turkey or deli ham or something?
Maybe. Probably not.
Butter?
But probably butter, yeah. Probably okay. Yeah, but it's never been my thing. We never had it in the house. I didn't grow up with it.
I don't care for, like, real mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I like Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
But, okay. I don't need anything to dip my pizza in.
No. You're wasting the
now. I love
the crust.
Breadsticks. Those I dip in marinara.
Yes. Which is not the only thing you need.
Honey.
Marinara is the perfect sauce. It's the perfect for dipping. It's great just as is. You don't need to reinvent the wheel here. Marinara is right there for you, people. Just use it. Mayonnaise. What are you doing? Do you dislike yourself? Be nice to yourself.
You know,
be good to yourself. Give yourself some marinara.
That's kind of like the ranch people, though.
Yeah.
That, like, eat ranch on everything.
I have got a couple of relatives like that, including my sister.
My daughter's boyfriend, I mean, takes it to a new level.
Yeah.
Like, I'll serve a hot dish, and he is, like, literally pouring ranch in it. Like,
I don't get
you don't
that.
Like, it's on a salad. You know, mixing it in. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God. I mean, I'm fine. I bought a gallon drum of ranch for him, but I just am like,
that is good.
What are you doing?
That's cool of you to do that, though. That is cool that you did that. Enjoy your pizza today, everybody. Have fun. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and take it to the top of the hour with nothing but fun on the morning show at WFHR. Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
You're having flashbacks?
Just so many sad songs in the 80s. Like, there's so many ballads.
Do you think they're sad songs? I think 80s was a love song time.
Yeah. This one seems sad to me, though.
Yeah. Yes, but
there was a lot of love songs, too.
But your 14-year-old self that wanted to dance with whoever would dance to this song,
absolutely.
Regardless.
I'm almost positive I did. Absolutely. I don't mean necessarily they were bad songs. I just seem to remember if it wasn't a love song, it was a sad song.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't this, it was One Is the Lonely. It's one of that.
Almost seemed
that
like
a 70s song.
Like, right? For every two upbeat songs, there was one song like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what the 80s really ruled, the moody pop song.
Or do you remember going to, like,
I ran.
I I hate that song.
Oh, me
do you
too.
Remember going to dances? Did you go to any dances like at?
Oh, yes.
And you remember that where it was like, there'd be a good number of slow songs.
Yeah.
Now, like, my kids will go to high school dances and there'll be like three slow songs the entire night.
Really?
Like, It's just not a thing.
I wonder if that's strategic. I wonder, or if they just don't,
I think they just don't care.
Yeah,
I think they just are like,
I guess not.
We were like, when are they going to play a slow song?
I wonder if it's changed. I wonder if it's changed. Oh, that's how we were too. Yeah. Not that anybody danced with anybody because the early school dances were all the same. Boys on one side, girls on the other side, and everybody looking over at the other.
I don't know.
Who's going to make a move?
I was going to say, there was always some brave one that would.
That was me. Because I came from an area where all the kids were older than me that I hung out with. So they were always way more advanced.
You're making the moves?
Yeah. So I didn't think it seemed silly to me that it was a dance and nobody was dancing.
Or that it's a 2.5 minute song and a half a minute's already gone.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to dance. I didn't care about dancing. Who was it? Was it Becky? I can't exactly. I don't remember 100%, but it was basically the girl that made Locked Eyes with me. And that's who was like, okay, this is happening. We're dancing. But it got other people dancing, got people going and stuff. If you're thinking about booking a vacation vacation rental this summer, listen up. We got four words you'll want to be on the lookout for in the listing that could be a deal breaker. So this is a little more common now than and it's going to be more and more common as we go forward, because this reminds me of like the Airbnb thing or something.
Oh, I'm
like
sure.
That. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about here with this article. I've never done anything like that, and I've never gone on vacation. So I'm just going to go ahead and read these, and
I'm curious.
Let me see where you're going with secluded. It probably means that the property. right away. I am not going anywhere near. I happen to be on guard, though, so that might be a little bit of it. Secluded. It probably means that the property is far enough away from other people that you can turn the volume up without disturbing anyone. But how far is that exactly? It could mean the place is also far from grocery stores, gas stations, or a hospital.
Yeah, good point.
Secure. When hosts include the words safe and secure in the listing, it could be a clue that the home isn't the best area.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because there's certain things you shouldn't have to advertise. Hey, our building's safe. Like, well, okay, I would assume it's safe.
Especially since you're marketing it out for people to rent.
You shouldn't have to. That shouldn't be a selling point. It's a little like when I watch the drafts and everything, and they're talking about an athlete, and they have nothing better. He's got a lot of hustle. That kid's got heart. Like, they always say that about the athlete, that they don't have anything great to say about, or he doesn't have one set skill, like he's really fast or really strong. It's like, that kid's got a lot of heart. Oh, look at the heart in that kid. That is where they go with it. If you don't have to say that, though, you could tell. Rustic. It means different things to different people. So it's a good idea to go through the reviews and photos carefully to make sure the place is at least meets your minimum standards of what rustic is.
Yeah, and so probably to me that one kind of depends where you're going. Like last summer we drove out west, and so we were like in South Dakota, and if there was one, and I think it might have even said rustic, but it was actually really, it was a really neat place. Like I really liked it. We would have stayed there actually longer if we, you know, if that's how it would have stacked up into our days. But I can also see how people might use the word rustic for something that they have not cared for well. Check out the pictures. And the other thing I found is that, and heard from other people, we haven't experienced this, and we've probably used VRBO and Airbnb probably maybe like 5-6 times each.
Oh, okay.
But I have had people have an experience where, or hear from them, where the pictures clearly were not from this decade.
The
pictures were made, you know, they used for their posting were like from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've rented this place weekly throughout 10 years, there's probably some wear and tear. I mean, you know, hopefully they've done upkeep, but curious about how old the pictures are.
I've got a friend of mine who's I've been talking a lot lately with because he's in the Writers Guild. He has a place in Los Angeles, and he has a place somewhere in out in the East Coast, Vermont, New Hampshire, something like that. And he was telling me how he rents out his LA place most of the time, and especially right now because he's not out there because of work. He has a PlayStation 5. and it was in the pictures, but that's his. He took it with him back to New Hampshire or whatever.
Or puts it in the locked room or whatever.
He's rented this place out 3 or 4 times, and every time he gets like a bad review because that's not there. There's no other complaint, but that PlayStation isn't there.
But I suppose people are thinking, you know what I mean? When you see it in the picture, especially maybe if you're bringing kids or whatever, thinking that it's there.
I would have never even thought about that stuff, though. Like, so you really do have to be, if you're renting these places, renting, because it seems like a great idea. Like the idea of, I've got this empty space, why not rent it out?
So we, when we went to Nashville, we rented someone's house. And so it wasn't, we weren't right down on Broadway, but we were a little bit off. But he actually is a musician, and he has played with many, many, like there were pictures, you know, of him like playing with all different, but he, for instance, and these weren't in the pictures, but just a, one of these things that you're kind of like, So there's a note. It says, you know, the locked door room is my music room, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure people are like, why is this door locked? Yeah. You know, like why? But there were, but that was actually kind of a neat experience. Like to see, you know, his pictures and that kind of stuff that were up and all of the different bands he's played with. And, but I think it is kind of misleading, you know, when you, when there's pictures of stuff and then it's not there when you get there.
I love the, this is the one of the silliest parts of my brain, though, but the idea of having a big house and having one room that's locked.
Yeah, it's kind of
creepy.
And
nobody can go into, but there's nothing in there. It's just locked.
Well, yeah.
It's just locked just for the purpose of it, just because.
Just to mess with people's heads.
Yes. I don't care who you are, how proper you are, how classy you are, what age you are, where you come from. A locked door is going to bring the same feeling out of everybody. Why is this door locked? What's behind there?
So
what secrets
behold? But that has to be why, and it could be a lie, but that has to be why. I mean, it was part of, you know, you walk in and there's like instructions, you know, like what your cleaning instructions are and what this and this, and then it, and then it actually like addresses the locked door.
And 90% of them are Capone's vault. There's nothing in there. There's nothing. It's all this pipe, you know, pomp and circumstance and everything. I mean, well, we're gonna find it.
There was no smell coming out of it. So.
Yeah, your Geraldo holding a microphone looked like a fool. Yeah, you're like, there's nothing in Capone's vault actually. I could have told you that, by the way. Any Italian could have told you there was going to be nothing in that that vault. Eccentric is the final word on this. Like rustic, eccentric exists on a spectrum that can mean different things to different people. So it's another one you'll want to take a closer look at the pictures and the reviews.
See, you know, it's funny when I think that, when you just say eccentric without, you know, like seeing pictures. I go to two places. One, like really modern to me would be, even though they'd probably say modern, but to me that would be eccentric. Or I visualize a whole bunch of like stuff. Don't you envision like collections of knick-knacky stuff?
Oh, yeah. Eccentric was also on this, but I figured like they're splitting hairs there a little bit. But yeah, I don't need to go. Nobody wants to walk into the dollhouse. Yeah. The house with all the creep, with all the dolls and the eyeballs staring at you and everything. Nah.
I don't know.
I'll sleep in the car.
I agree.
I'm good.
But you know, we've only had good experiences, honestly. There was one place that I definitely would not stay in again. And it was, that one was definitely eccentric and it was very, it was odd. Mm. Like everything about it was oddity, but it was very convenient. Mm. The people were extremely nice, but it just was like, this is kind of strange, you know, but then it was like, we had the kids with us. So I'm like, okay, we gotta make the best of this. Cause if they get, if they're picking up on this vibe from us, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, okay, it's good. So I don't know that I would go back there, but it wasn't. I wasn't concerned about our safety or anything.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will come back with our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul Tromba going to join us when we get back on the morning show at WFHR.